them pones and stick it in the stove.
And that's what you say could be called a corn dodger.
Corn dodger, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dog bread, or some call it dog bread.
Dog bread?
Yeah. Some people, you know, used to, a lot of people didn't like cornbread much, but I always have liked it. Just plain bread, you know, dog bread.
Uh-huh. Why do they call it that?
Well, I don't know. Of course, I thought nothing didn't eat it but dogs.
So there's two kinds of bread. It's homemade bread, and then there's...
Bulk bread, light bread.
Okay.
I'm going to put out the stove and let it get warm.
And this is something that is fried in deep fat, and it's got a hole in the center.
Oh, donut.
Okay. Are there different types of donuts? Like maybe made with yeast? Or?
Well, there's some of them made with yeast.
Are they called anything special?
I don't think so. I think they're donuts, right?
Okay. And this is something you make up a batter of and fry three or four of these for breakfast. And
flitters, pancakes.
Okay. And tell me about how much, say if you went to the store to buy some flour, you might buy a sack that contained maybe 5 pounds. Okay. And the inside part of the egg is called a
yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
That's poached eggs.
Okay. And do you ever see a hog slaughtered?
Mm-hmm.
How was that done?
We used to knock him in the head with axe.
Okay.
Take axe and knock him down and put him out of the pen and stick him under the neck there. Way in there, you know, you get close to his heart and the blood would just spew out.
Uh-huh. Then what would you do?
Well, when he died, you scalded him, scraped him, hung him up and washed him, cut him open, cut out his entrails.
What parts of the inside of the hog did you eat?
Well, the liver and the heart. I never did eat the lights, some people do.
What's the lights?
Well, that's his lungs.
Uh-huh.
I know they cook them, but some people do.
Mm-hmm. What about?
Use the liver.
Uh-huh.
I like the liver and some of the spare ribs or some of the meat cooked up when it's fresh and put enough of liver in it to season it up or to flavor it. Mm-hmm. And not have it too strong. I don't like liver that's cooked by itself because it's too strong. Did you ever eat enough of liver to know anything about it? Now, it'll make you sick if you eat much of it. And I just like a little liver cooked in a old pot full of meat.
Uh-huh. What about the intestines in the heart?
Well, we used to eat them too. And we used to save them, the little ones, to make sausage and stuff them in it and hang them up.
What would you call something that you could make? Is there another name for intestines or something you can make from the intestines? You clean it out real?
Chitlins.
Huh?
Chitlins.
Okay.
Why, they even can them things up. You can buy them.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of people that's crazy about it. Chitlin suppers.
What about them? Have you ever heard of something called harflit or halflit?
Halflit. Well, that's that long.
Uh-huh.
That's the lungs.
It's the light.
Yeah. That's what it is.
What do you call the salt pork? It's the salt instead of smoke, you know.
Uh-huh. You just salt it down and let it get salt enough that it'll keep without being frozen.
What about the kinds that